The first debate between President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden is tonight. And Baltimore Democrats are using their platform to tell voters to vote blue up the ticket as the November election creeps closer. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Baltimore is a Democratic stronghold. Blue voters outnumber red voters by nearly 10 to 1. And Biden is currently polling well above Trump in Maryland. But that didn't stop Baltimore's Democratic slate from trying to appeal to voters on Biden's behalf at a news conference this morning, as ballots start to arrive in city mailboxes. City Council President Brandon Scott won the mayoral nomination in June. He's a progressive millennial, a type of person that polls show isn't too enthusiastic to vote for Biden, a moderate. But Scott says if the country wants Trump gone, then not a single Democratic voter can sit out this election, even people who live in deep blue cities.
His campaign depends on us feeling like the entire system is so broken that we won't participate. Filling out and sending back that ballot is the most important thing you can do.
The New York Times published a report on Trump's long-sought-after tax returns over the weekend. It said the Republican paid just $750 a year in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017. Scott says that shows that this country is in desperate need of reform.
President Ronald Reagan made that ridiculous, untrue stereotype of the welfare queen infamous. And how ironic that years later, that the leader of his party, President Trump, actually became the king of government loopholes and subsidy by only paying $750 in taxes.
In 2016, Trump was going up against Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, and Catherine Pugh won the Democratic mayoral primary. The now disgraced mayor supported Clinton, but she didn't host a news conference encouraging Baltimore voters to throw their support behind her. This election cycle, in the midst of a mass reckoning over racial injustice and a global pandemic, Baltimore Democrats say the stakes are too high not to vote blue in every race. Bill Henry, a city councilman from North Baltimore, won this year's Democratic primary for city comptroller.
I can tell you that Donald Trump has not been good for Baltimore City.
Henry, pointing to Baltimore's federal funding, says the presidential race is just as much about the city as his is.
The federal government used to be a much better partner for cities all across the nation. But for most of our lifetime, cities like Baltimore have been at best ignored and hashtag Trump, at worst insulted and attacked when Washington is under Republican leadership.
Delegate Nick Mosby of West Baltimore won this year's primary for city council president. He touted Baltimore's Democratic slate, saying they were ready to roll up their sleeves.
People will constantly say this election after election. This is the most important election in a generation. I am here to say that this really is the most important election in a generation.
And like his Democratic peers, Mosby encourages Baltimoreans to make a voting plan and cast their ballots blue, from his slate all the way up to Biden.
Folks, it is no time to spike the football. Actually, now is the time to turn the heat up. We must ensure that folks are ready and prepared to vote.
Mosby, Scott, and Henry all face near certain victory in deep blue Baltimore come November. Biden's chances at the Oval Office are much less clear. I'm Emily Sullivan reporting for 88.1 WIPR.